Well, the good news is everybody's talking. I know it was a bit fractious there in the last fortnight, but the good news, all the stakeholders are together and they're coming up with a plan, and they need to come up with a plan, particularly for the fifth years of last year, the sixth years Leaving Cert students this year. They've been through a harder time than any other year throughout the primary and secondary school cycle because of the gaps last year. And they need to know. They need to know the score. And look, I'd make a call. They need to know the score next week because they're planning, you know, are they doing practicals? Are they doing orals? Are they going to be doing sitting and leaving cert? They need to know. I think the first thing needs to be fair, they need to be told. So that I'm hoping that can happen within a week. And if earlier, if it can happen earlier than that, all the better. I don't think it'd be fair me calling now whether leaving cert should be done a different way, because they seem to, from the conversations I'm hearing, is that they seem to be coming up with a combination of options. So whatever those options are, the just clarity has to come very quickly. And it's not that I'm not making a call on it. The difference this time is when I was in that position, and the reason why I left it later was because we had to come up with an alternative. This time, there is an alternative. But what also is happening this time, which is different, and I've been speaking to a number of teachers and principals on this, the level of engagement has heightened in terms of that interaction and communication between teachers at a post-primary level. I can advocate and say that at a primary level with my own children, communication is different. It's more intense, and homeschooling is certainly more intense as well.